My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Marianne L. Conrad, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, middle initial L, last name C-O-N-R-A-D. This patient was seen on November 8, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process, period. Interstitial nephritis secondary to nephrolithiasis is also a part of the differential, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal ABUN of 30 from 49, creatinine of 1.2 from 1.3, and BUN of 30 from 38, creatinine of 1.2 from 1.3, and a GFR of 54 from 49, period. This improvement in kidney function could be related to diabetic hyperfiltration, as the patient's diabetes is very uncontrolled, period. No evidence of activity in the urinary sediment or of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. Hematuria or flank pain, period. The CT of the abdomen dated 10/19/22 shows bilateral nephrolithiasis with stones measuring up to 0.4 centimeters. However, there is no evidence of hydronephrosis, period. A 2.0 centimeter left interpolar renal cyst is also noted. Period. The sizes of the kidneys and thickness of the renal cortex, of the renal cortices, C-O-R-T-E-C-E-S, are not identified, period. We strongly advise to lose weight by adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods. decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours, and reduce her overall fluid intake to 2 grams, I mean to 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. She is currently euvolemic and denies any complaints, period. She is currently taking Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, 25 milligrams daily. We will consider starting Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, at the next visit for renal and cardiovascular protection in the setting of diabetes, period. She has there is evidence of hyponatremia with serum sodium of 130. However, this is likely related to the uncontrolled diabetes, period. We anticipate that the hyponatremia will resolve once the blood glucose levels become controlled, period. Next line, hyponatremia as per number one with serum sodium of 130, period. Again, this is related to the uncontrolled diabetes, period. We encourage her to decrease her fluid intake to 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her A1C is 11.5%. She reports polyphagia and polyuria, which is expected, period. She presents with a gap of 14. CO2 of 22 and serum potassium of 4.2. Period. This metabolic acidosis, this high in ion gap metabolic acidosis is a result of the uncontrolled diabetes and will likely return to normal once she, once her diabetes becomes controlled, period. She has an upcoming appointment with Hannah next week for further evaluation and management of the diabetes, period. We strongly emphasize the importance of consuming a diet that is low in simple carbohydrates. And we explain thoroughly her disease process and her high risk for cardiovascular complications such as heart attack related to her uncontrolled diabetes and cholesterol, period. She verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, right. The patient would definitely benefit from Kerendia, 10 milligrams, one tablet daily. Ama, and should continue the Jardiance, 25 milligrams, along with her other diabetic, anti-diabetic regimen, period. It is uncertain whether the patient is as compliant with her medications as she claims to be. However, we will continue to monitor. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with severe hypertriglyceridemia. With triglycerides of 1,102, period. We discussed the possible complications that could ensue from such an uncontrolled cholesterol, such as pancreatitis, cardiovascular events, stroke, and so on, period. We increased her dosage of rosuvastatin from 20 milligrams we increased the dosage of her rosuvastatin We increased the dosage of her lovastatin from 20 milligrams to 40 milligrams daily, period. We also added Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A, 1 gram twice a day, period. We advised her to abstain from foods that are high in fat and cholesterol, and to limit her simple carbohydrates, period. We will continue to monitor. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D level of 17. We started vitamin D3 5,000 units daily. The rest of her MBD labs, such as her magnesium, serum phosphorus, serum calcium, and PTH are within normal limits. Period, we will continue to monitor. The next line. Nephrolithiasis bilaterally. The patient denies any symptoms, period. As per the recent CT of the abdomen, the renal stones are very small, with the largest measuring 0.4 centimeters. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, adrenal thickening. As a result, I mean, adrenal thickening, as per the recent CT of the abdomen, which shows mild right adrenal nodular thickening, which was also seen on a prior exam. Period. The patient said she was not aware of this. Period. We will refer her to the endocrinologist who specializes in adrenal glands for further evaluation. Period. The good news is the patient's blood pressure has remained very stable despite this finding. Period. Next line. Arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 100 over 79. Per the patient, her blood pressure at home is also very stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. According to the patient, she was recently told that she has problems with her right optic nerve. This is possibly related to uncontrolled diabetes. She follows up with her ophthalmologist, period. Next line, for the patient, she is getting worked up for lupus tomorrow with her PCP, period. Next line, peripheral vascular disease. According to the recent CT, there is evidence of abdominal aortic and iliac arterial calcification. Period. There is also evidence of bilateral common iliac artery aneurysm. Bilateral common iliac artery aneurysm. Dilated measuring 2.4 by 1.8 centimeters on the right and 2.2 by 2.0 centimeters on the left. Per the exam, these are grossly stable from the prior exam. Period. We recommend close management with at least a yearly CT of the abdomen to monitor the sizes and possible growth, period. We will leave this at the discretion of the primary care provider, period. Next line, obesity. The patient weighs 374 pounds. Today, we encouraged her to lose more weight by increasing her physical activity and consuming a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. Next slide. We will evaluate this case in about 10 weeks with lab work. Next line, hypothyroidism, the patient was started on levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily. And